Ireland is ground zero for the church's current moral implosion. Beginning a decade ago when, in 2009, the findings of an Irish government commission chaired by Judge Sean Ryan, called the Ryan Report, were released. The Catholic Church's sexual abuse scandal had been ignited in Boston some years before that. But in Ireland, the calamity was even more catastrophic. By every measure, the church in Ireland was in ruins by 2018. But that year, Pope Francis arrived there for a major papal visitation, as if everything were fine. Even before the Boston Globe began publishing its predator priest stories in 2002, the Spotlight series that became the basis for a hit movie released in 2015, the government of Ireland had launched an investigation into rumors of child sexual abuse in the island nation's residential institutions for children, nearly all of which were run by the Catholic Church. The inquiry took most of a decade. Finally, in 2009, its results were revealed in the Ryan Commission's 2,600-page summary of conditions in more than 250 church-run institutions. Despite a long-established tradition of government inspections and supervision, Catholic priests, brothers, and nuns had, across decades, violently tortured thousands of children. The commission found that inmates of Catholic orphanages and reformatories were no better than slaves, and in many cases, sex slaves. Rape and molestation of boys were endemic. The Ryan Commission's findings were the first sign of a tsunami. Other reports were issued about other Irish institutions, including parish churches, schools, and homes for unwed mothers, the suddenly notorious Magdalen laundries. In those institutions, girls and women were condemned to lives of coercive servitude. The ignominy of the so-called Magdalen asylums was laid out in numerous documentary films and in Philomena, 2013, the high-profile true-life movie starring Judi Dench. The scandal climaxed with the discovery in 2017 that between 1925 and 1961, at the Bon Secours Mother and Baby Home in Tuam, County Galway, nearly 800 babies died, many of malnourishment and neglect. Their corpses were disposed of in mass graves and sewage pits. That revelation led to the establishment of yet another commission, which reported in 2019 that in numerous institutions, the corpses of hundreds of babies had been routinely provided into the 1970s to medical schools for dissection. Many hundreds of other dead babies in the care of church-run homes were simply unaccounted for. Not only priests had behaved despicably, so had nuns. Revelations of predator priests and complicit bishops had been rocking the Catholic world for years, but it was in Ireland that the swirling scandal now touched down, making that country the eye of the storm. Before, during, and after his arrival in the Emerald Isle for his 2018 visitation, Pope Francis expressed, as he put it, shame and sorrow. But during his time there, in a series of public statements and private meetings, he showed no real sign of understanding the need for significant church reform, not to mention authentic acts of penitence. There was a terrible pro forma quality to the pontiff's actions, as if the festering scandal had been reckoned with, becoming one more item on the church's regular agenda.